Top Democrats on Capitol Hill said today that they had reached an agreement that could break up a political stalemate on spending. Here's Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The White House, the House, and the Senate have reached agreement on a framework that will pay for any final negotiated agreement.
But that's where the details stopped. Leaders didn't say what was in the framework or how it would be executed, and they have a rapidly approaching deadline to get their work done. NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell has been following all this and is here to unpack it all. Welcome back, Kelsey.
Hi there.
So to set the stage, this is actually a stalemate within the party.
Right.
What did Schumer have to say? And were there any footnotes to this framework if there weren't details?
No, it was extremely vague. And I guess to start with, the problem that they're trying to solve is that President Biden is calling for $3.5 trillion in spending. And moderates within the Democratic Party don't want to spend that much money. And they don't fully agree on all of the elements in the bill, particularly the ways that the House Democrats came up to, you know, that they want to pay for it. So now leaders are saying that they have a framework to solve that problem. And the clearest description that I got from a senior aide was that it is a menu of options for financing spending that the White House can present to moderates. That is the clearest answer I've gotten.
Okay, let's play ball on that analogy then. What's on the menu?
All right, well, if we're going to stick with that framing of a menu, they're essentially saying that they have an internal list of ingredients. In this case, it's taxes, fees, and other revenue raisers that they all these Democrats agree, could be used in some quantity as part of the spending package. Once they design the bigger picture, how much they want to spend, they'll go through and mix and match the individual tax ideas and fee ideas to make sure they pay for it. So it's going to be kind of a process of like a jigsaw puzzle, putting together taxes and spending that everyone can agree on to get to a spending target that everybody can agree on.
Now, Democrats keep saying that members of the party agree on the goals and the policies. That's the language, right?
Right.
So then why is it so difficult?
Well, this is kind of one of the dynamics of the Democratic Party right now. You know, they have a big party with a wide range of ideas. But the flip side of that is when there are a wide range of fiscal views, it makes it really hard to figure out exactly how to execute big sweeping ideas like the policies in this package. You know, it's one thing to support things like paid family leave and universal pre-K. And then it's another thing entirely for these members of Congress to agree on hiking taxes on their own constituents. And it gets more complicated for members who were narrowly elected or are going to be in very difficult races next year. Announcements like the one today are kind of aimed at pressuring people to give up their divisions and get on board, but it also kind of sends the message that leadership is listening to everyone and all of their demands are being heard and taken into account.
Besides the messaging, does it actually solve the problem?
You know, it's really not clear yet. There are supposed to be meetings between the White House and moderates like Arizona Democrats Kyrsten Sinema and West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin. Here's how White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki explained it.
It's important to have those discussions with the range of important leaders, including Senator Sinema, Senator Manchin, a range of members, about what those menu of options of revenue raisers look like. That's exactly the process that's going to happen over the short term.
So again, not a lot of detail here, but the House Budget Committee Chairman John Yarmuth says the House will vote on a package next week before sending it back to the Senate.
And in the background, the threat of a government shutdown. What's going on there?
Well, it's another pressing deadline, but this time it's not a self-imposed deadline like they are facing with all this spending. Federal spending is set to run out at the end of the month, which is, you know, next week. Democrats passed a bill to extend current federal spending levels through December 3rd, but they tied it to a debt limit suspension until the end of next year. Senate Republicans said they will support federal spending extension, but not the debt limit measure. Democrats want Republicans to vote for it all. One way Democrats could resolve it is to, you know, remove the debt limit from the government spending and put it in their big, broad spending package. So there are a lot of details out there still to be worked out.
NPR's Kelsey Snell making this all sound exciting. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.